Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Demai, Daf from Dalet, the Noiz Vod, addition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Aloch Aleph. So Imam is here in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara brought in Nun Gimel Beis in Mechlekes between the Chaverim and Rav Lo to explain our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that someone was renting from Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, he does not have to do Meiser. He just pays his payment with the fruits to the owner of the field, and he just does Truma on Meiser. But if he rents from a guy, he does have to do Meiser. What's the difference? So the Chaverim, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, explained that Meikar Adin, someone who's renting, does not have to do Meiser. But Rabbanan were kindness. They did a Knas. Someone who's renting from a guy, he does have to do Meiser. If he's renting from Yisrael, you don't have a Knas. That's the Chaverim. Rabbullah, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said, no, the opposite. Meikar Adin, one who's renting, does have to do Meiser. By someone who's renting from Yisrael, Rabbanu were more makel, they were more lenient, you don't have to do it, but really you should do it in Meikar Adin. So the Gemara in the previous staff ended by bringing a Braiso like Rav Lo. Now we're continuing bringing a Braiso like the Chaverim, and we're using here again the Girsa of Chaim, based on the Vilna Gaon, that changes a little bit of the Loshonis here in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, we're starting the second line, Mastiso Mesayeo Lechaverim. The second Braiso works well with the Chaverim, the Meikar Adin, you don't have to do Meiser. What's the Braiso? Achoike Sodom in a Goi. Someone who's renting from a Goi. Meiser v'nois and loi. So when he gives it back to the Goi, he needs to do Meiser. Like our Mishnah. Reb Shimon Oimer, Toyim v'nois and loi. Reb Shimon argues. Shimon says you don't have to do Meiser when you take it from a Goi. So according to this, what? Harabon and Amri. Tov Somi, this Adin, Mechoike v'n a Goi. So if you want to learn like Rav Lo, so how you can explain the Braisa? Rabbanan would say that Midas Adin, what's the Ikar Adin, we do it only by the Goy, not by the Yisrael. By the Goy, you're doing Meiser. By Yisrael, you know, we're going to be more lenient, we're allowing, make it easier so you don't have to do the Meiser. That will work according to Rabbanan. But how you can explain Shimon? Rav Shimon Oimer, Loitov, so Midas Adin, Mechoikim, and a Goy, is by Nash, the Yemer Adom Yilsa. According to Rav Shimon, what are you going to tell me? You're not doing Meiser by a Goy, why not? If that's the Ikar Adin, why should he be lenient about it? Will anybody say such a thing, to be lenient not to do Meiser when you take it from a Goy, if that's the Ikar Adin? So what do you have to say? You have to say that's not the Braisa, doesn't work with Rav Lo, the whole Ikar Adin, you have to do Meiser. This Braisa works like a Chaverim. El hachni kontzu chachamim b'choyker min a Goy. Kontzu chachamim b'choyker min Yisrael. Chachamim will tell you that it's really Ikar Adin, you don't have to do Meiser. But it's a knas the Chachamim made that one has to do Meiser when he rents from a Goy. The knas applies only take from a Goy, now we take from Israel. And then Shimon Chita will be Loiko tzu Chachamim b'choyker min a Goy. We're not kindness. A person can rent from a Goy. We decided not to do a knas. So according to the Chaverim, the Meikar Adin, you don't have to do Meiser. This works well. You could explain there's a mandama that says we did not apply a knas when someone rents from a Goy. So that's why this second Braiso works like the Chaverim. The Gemara goes on and says, we have the Braisa brings lefikach im chozor agoy v'nizgayer o shemochron leYisrael acher, meaning if the goy became a ger, someone who rented from a goy, and then the goy became a ger, the goy who converted to Judaism and now is Israel, or if the goy took the field and he sold to Israel, so in that case argues, so here is mutter, the goy is Toyrim. Then you do only Trumo, you don't have to do Meiser. When the person is paying, the one who's renting is paying, the person who's paying too is a Jew, not a Goy. So says the Gemara now, Mandomar Tovso, according to the one that says Tovso Midas Adin, meaning to me, Ikar Adin, you do have to pay Meiser. That's the Ikar Adin. So by Goy, you have to pay Meiser because that's the Halacha. Once you pay Yisrael, the Rabbanim were more lenient and say you don't have to pay like the Midas Adin. So this makes sense over here. So even though when you took it, he was a Goy, you had Midas Adin. But once you're paying, he's not a Goy. So that's why you apply this leniency that we have when you're paying Yisrael. But according to the Mandomar that says, Mandomar Konsu, but according to the Mandomar that says, it's a class, meaning that what's the class? If you rent from a Goy, you're born with queen as someone who rents from a Goy, then because you rented from a Goy, he should pay Maisa even though he doesn't have to. So it says that the Gemara, according to Gisa of Chaim, Knosa biyodoi, the Knas shall still apply. Why should Knas not apply? This person did something wrong. He rented from a Goy. The fact that the Goy turned to be Yisrael, or the fact that the Goy sold to Yisrael, that's his luck. But why should he be potter for doing Meiser? The Chur, he should still have the Knas and he should be obligated to pay the miser. That's how Reb Chaim learns the sugya. The Gemara stayed here with a question. Other mefarshim say over here, like one way to say it is knasoi biyodei. I mean, the Gemara doesn't bring it as a question. The Gemara just explains it. According to Randoma, knas, the knas is only when it's knasoi biyodei, only when it's still a goy over here. Once the ownership changed, Rabbanan did not apply the knas anymore. The Gemara says now in Daf Nundalam would base. What is referring to? Referring to the end of the Mishnah. Because the end of our Mishnah says that someone who has sadeh avoysov by a goy, someone who has the field that belonged to his parents by the goy, so then the din is that he needs to do ma'aser even if he's a sharecropper. Usually a sharecropper doesn't have to do ma'aser because he's literally giving the fruits of the owner to the owner. But if it's sadeh avoysov, so then he does have to do ma'aser. So the Gemara explains what we're talking about. We're talking about Mesikim. Mesikim means they were going, they came, and they captured land. They took the land out of Am Yisrael. So, and now the owner is the guy. So here we say, go and pay Meiser. Why? The fact you're telling this person, the Yisrael, who is a sharecropper, who this field used to belong to his parents, to go and pay the Meiser, because he has too much expenses over here in the field, he will push himself to get the money and be able to redeem the field and bring it back. Chaim wanted to encourage people to have the field belongs to their parents. Continue on Halacha Beis in the Mishnah. Koyen ve'levi shekiblu sodim Yisrael. According to Levi, that they are sharecroppers in the field of Yisrael. Keshem shecholkim mechulin kam cholkim b'tshumu. So Tanakam holds, you divide everything equally. Everyone gets a part of the chulin, a part of the tshumo, part of the meiser, etc. And then the Kohen will be mafish truma, take his part of truma to himself. The Yisrael will be mafish truma, give the truma to any Kohen he wants. Shalem Shalmanatz Kenbo. Moses says, no, you divide it like this. If the sharecropper is a Kohen, he takes the truma of the entire field. If the sharecropper is a Levi, he takes the maaser of the entire field. Because that's part of the deal. If one is becoming a sharecropper, part of the deal is that he has the right to, if he's a Kohen, to the truma of this field. Says the Gemara, Meisivim Rabbanon Rabbi Lezer. Rabbanon asked him Rabbi Lezer, Bamekonu. In what way did the Kohen and Levi Kohenia the Truman Meister of this field? So Omar Lehem, so says Rabbi Lezer, yet the Moedim Lee, don't you agree? Shim hitnu b'neim shil cholkim ha-meisters. Let's say the Kohen and Levi had a deal. A clear deal. The deal was the Kohen will do something over here in the field and he will get the entire Truman. And the Levi will get the entire Meister. Doesn't that work if they said it clearly? So the Gemara says, according to you, well, where is the Kenyan? So you have to say that the way it works is, so the stam is, as if he said, meaning, do a chazok on this field and be koyin the meiser. It's as if they said it clearly, even though it wasn't clearly stated, and there wasn't a meferish as it's supposed to be, that a seller gives a buyer and says, do Kenyan. Here is as if it was as an implied condition. You go, you do some kinyan over here, and you'll be zeiche in the truma and the meiser. Says the Gemara, Omrulei, they said, so they come, the Rabbanan argue and blows and say no. Oifno, leis loin, oifno. A wheel doesn't have a wheel. A wagon has wheels, but the wheel itself does not have a wheel. It's an expression. To say, you could say a stomach, you can't say a double stomach. As the Gemara goes on and explains. Lays the stoma nasa kyoime tloishmina kakaze, sheiknelecho echad masor shaboy, or the use of the goin, sheiknelecho masor yisof. Here you won't say the stoma, meaning, this guy over here did a deal of a sharecropper. You want to tell me that stoma, he also conditioned that he's going to get the true and miser. And when you condition the true and miser, you also have a stoma that if you did do that condition, you probably also meant that he should do a kinyan and bizoich and the miser. So you want to say a double stoma. You want to say, first of all, the fact that we are sharecropper, that means that I want to do a condition. And if I want a condition, that means I want to do a kinyan. To say a double stomach, we don't say. One stomach, we do say. A person said something, he implied something else. But to say a person said something, he implied something, then implies another thing, to that extent, we don't say stomach, we don't say that's implied, and therefore over here, the field needs to be divided equally. Says the Gemara, Tani, koyin mi koyin, if the sharecropper is a koyin, but the owner is also a koyin. Levi mi Levi, or if the sharecropper is a Levi and he's taking it the field from an owner who is a Levi, or Yisrael mi Yisrael, if it's a Yisrael, take it from Yisrael. So then choil kim le maaser, then divide equally all the truma and maaser between them. Says the Gemara, Avraham Udalef Lemi Nitzrucha. What's the, this chiddush is according to who? Le'ablazer. According to say the chiddush according to Ablazer. Even though in the Ablazer and the Mishnah says that the deal is that the one who's the sharecropper, he takes the Truman Meiser, that's only if the owner is a Yisrael. But if the owner is a Kohen, then we don't have a deal. If the owner and the sharecropper are on the same level, then we don't have a deal. That's the Gemara says, Avagav de Ablazer Omar, Ha Meiser Shalem Shamanat Ken Bohu. Even though he said in a Mishnah that the Maaser is theirs, because that was the condition of the when they became a sharecropper, here he agrees, because if the owner and the sharecropper have the same right to the Truman Maasers, then that's not part of the deal. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Dvai, Daf Nun Dalet.